Obviously, this is an involved process. There's a lot of names and a lot of decisions to be made, and we're kind of doing it in a two-stage process. So we're going to release all of the names tomorrow when we turn them into waivers. I think that's probably been fairly consistent through the league. So I'm probably not going to be able to answer all of your questions as you would like them answered today. And we haven't released any names. I'm sure, being the astute news reporters that you are, you've got some ideas. But once again, we still have things to do. We still have decisions that we have to make, and we're just looking for ways to make our roster better.
If a guy's been reported to be cut, if he's even tweeted himself, what's the point to you not saying something about
it? I just said I'm not going to announce it. We're not going to announce any moves that we've made yet until we just do it at one time tomorrow.
So was Tommy Campbell cut in part because of his interaction with you on the sideline last night?
No.
Was his fate determined in part because of what unfolded last night?
No, not really. I think you look at it, the whole thing.
You describe this as being sort of a two-step process at this point. About how many, where are you at in the decision? Are you down to a couple of guys, yay or nay, either way? Where are you at in the process?
Yeah, there's a couple of guys that are still kind of in flux, as well as where we are with the numbers. So I couldn't give you a hard number as to where we are. We still have a few. We're still over 53. And there's still some guys that are in that are still in consideration for other moves, so I really couldn't give you a number.
You think it's down to a couple of guys? Is that fair?
I'd say it's down to more than a couple of guys, to be honest with you.
When you talk about the whole thing with Tommy, I mean, what did he not do?
I'm not going to get into talking about players and what they did or didn't do. We're making decisions based on what we think's best for the team. So.
You think Mariani's a return man in this league? Do you expect to see him?
I wish Mark the best. I enjoyed my time with Mark, and he's a good young man. So I wish him the best in his continued pursuit.
Was your take on Antonio Andrews' preseason? Did he impress you last night, or do you take into account that's mostly third string and so on?
Antonio did a nice job for us last night. I was impressed. He helped us stock yesterday.
Have you made a decision on starting quarterback, or is that something you wait until next week to handle?
That's probably something that we'll wait until the last possible minute to make that decision or make that announcement, just because there's no benefit to not doing it that way.
Have you potentially made a decision, but maybe not ready to announce it? Made a decision for the players? Or?
No, we have not. We have not.
How are you with your cornerback depth? Is that a place you're going to have to kind of mind the waiver wire?
We're looking at ways to make our roster better in a number of areas. And, that's part of this process.
How tough is in the final roster cuts, is it the deciding on your kicker between, Mikan and Travis?
That's a big decision. And there's a lot of things that go into that. So we are going through the process of that, taking our time with it just to make sure. And, that's we feel like the right process.
Have one of them won the job? Is one of those going to be your kicker?
Well, we feel comfortable with both of those guys. I think we're looking at all opportunities, which is what you should do. It's the smart thing to do. But we certainly feel comfortable with those guys.
Are you unlikely? I know you've been before as a possibility. Unlikely that you would keep both? What one you could handle kickoffs and one?
We're not going to – yeah, we won't keep both.
Mettenberger, getting the chance to start last night, even in the rain, and he ended up leading the league in the preseason in passing yards. How much did all that playing time help him prepare for the season?
Well, I think there's no question it helped in the development. He got a lot of snaps in game reps, which is not always the case with young guys. So – from that standpoint, it was very valuable, and it was good to see him. We thought that he improved as preseason progressed. He's a lot more comfortable being able to do that. That's one of the hardest things for young players to transition into, is to being able to call the play and manage it at the huddle. And we were able to do a lot more things with him as we progressed through preseason.
Do you feel like you're going to be in a good position in the returning game? Even though Mark got the majority, I guess, of your returns, you're going to have a guy back there against the Chiefs that maybe didn't do it a whole lot. Are you okay with that? Or is that...
Jim, I've been with teams before that had good returners that didn't get a single return in preseason, and we had no issues. So that's my basis. That doesn't concern me as much. I mean, you could very well say if you had the greatest returner ever and he got hurt in one preseason rep, you know, it could happen that way too. So we feel comfortable with our returners. They've gotten reps in practice. And, you know, we were just in a unique situation that we've had three returners that have been to the Pro Bowl on our roster. So it has not been a concern for us.
Was your plan with Mark to maybe not addition him for other teams, but to give him every opportunity to prove what he could do? And
I'd say that we were trying to be as fair as we possibly could with Mark and give him opportunities. I think he's certainly earned that right based off of what he's done for this team. I have a lot of respect for Mark.
In terms of the kickers, I guess, that came in the other day, whether any of them wowed you or not?
You know, we're not going to talk about specifics of tryouts, but it's just like anything. It's no different from bringing anybody else to look at them. You're getting information on players. We have the opportunity to do that, and that's what we did.
Zach had a few sacks in the preseason. I know certainly offensive line to blame for some, but can he maybe be a little bit better in terms of pocket awareness, pocket presence, in terms of when guys are near him?
I thought Zach did a good job in learning the position and progressing. So that, you know, I was pleased from that standpoint. As a young player, for where he started and where he finished, he had a lot of development. So I'm happy with Zach.
Any comment, Jarrell, on his? He's going to be a part of this team for obviously the foreseeable future. I got to think. Well, that's got to be a good thing for you too, isn't it?
Well, you know, one of the things that you – obviously we're very excited to get Jarrell done. But, you know, I tell you, one of the things that I have a lot of respect for is that you never would have known that that was even being discussed, or that it was ever even an issue on his mind from the way he worked or the way he prepared or how he carried himself. Even though you're in that position where you're going into your last year, never heard anything about it. Especially not from him. So when you talk about young players that are good players that you want to build your team around, Jarrell's one of those guys. And the fact that Mr. Smith and Rustin got that deal done speaks volumes about what we're trying to do here.
What is your plan, I guess, once you get your roster settled? What's your plan moving forward as far as practice schedule and just starting the process of preparing for the Chiefs?
Well, we've already started that a little bit. We had a little bit of a briefing on that today, and we'll do that Monday. We'll spend some time with them Monday. They'll have the day off Tuesday, and then we'll get into the routine of a normal practice week with them. So that's basically how we're going to approach it.
I talked about Tommy a little bit earlier. Did he have difficulty maybe with the new emphasis on the more contact being looked at in terms of cornerbacks and wide receivers?
I think a lot of guys had. If you look at the penalties in the league this year, it was obviously a few more called.
He in particular, was it a challenge for him?
I couldn't speak to if it was a challenge for him or not. That's, you know, Tommy worked hard just like everybody else did.
And looking around for help at different positions from final cuts, what kind of criteria do you have in terms of the guy that you know who's been here the whole camp versus somebody sight unseen?
Well, I think that you got to look at what the position is and what the value, what you're looking for. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it. If you have a chance to make your team better, I think that's what you're looking at trying to do. Obviously, we feel good about a lot of the positions where we are. We feel good about our football team. We're trying to get better. That's what this whole process is about.
What leads you maybe more strongly with the feeling that your defense is ready, considering the things that they –
it struggled with all the way through the preseason in terms of third downs and missed tackles and penalties.
You know, Paul, I've seen a lot of teams that don't have stats in preseason that end up being good teams, that have good stats in season. And I'm not saying that's a predictor one way or another, but I think there's a lot of snaps that aren't in preseason games that you can help formulate an opinion about your defense as far as what you're seeing from them in practice and competition against them offensively and defensively. So, you know, you've seen a lot from these players through the course of, I don't even know how many snaps we've had during camp, over 1,000. But, you know, that goes into also feeling like you're prepared. There's a lot of things that we did in practice that we didn't do in preseason games. And some of the things in preseason games are geared towards individual matchups so you can see how your players stack up as opposed to a scheme where you're attacking a particular protection or you're attacking the way that an offense runs. So from that standpoint, you know, we feel like our guys have worked hard and they're prepared, and hopefully that'll be reflected in the way we play against Kansas City.
What did you see from Sankey last night, and how has he progressed through the four games of preseason?
Well, I think that it was obvious that he's a talented young man, and he ran the ball very well last night, very decisive, made good cuts, and we've seen growth from him as well. I think just like with Zach, we've seen growth with Bishop. He's gotten better, obviously, at his exchanges with the quarterback, so his course on his footwork is improved. His vision is good. He's seeing the holes well. So, you know, his protection, he's done a nicer job with that as it's gone through it. So from a young guy that you're trying to get prepared to contribute during the season, you've seen growth. You've seen him moving along with that, and that's what you needed to see. So I'm happy with him.
I know some teams around the league are, you know, making moves today, making it known who they release. Is that more of a competitive advantage situation in your book? Is it to protect guys that you may want to let teams wait until you guys are releasing to help you for the, you know, practice squad or wild wait, I guess, if guys have been informed of their fate? It seems like it may help them if their name's out there or other teams can look at them.
Well, I don't think that that's necessarily – you said that a lot of the other teams are doing it. I don't think there's that many names that have been released actually on the wire. So I would dispute that with you.
I think teams – like I'm looking at the Jaguars.
17 guys.
Or down to seven – I've made a list of 18 available. I know some other teams have done that. They've made it known. I mean, I guess the decision why to do it, why not to do it.
Well, you know, I guess kind of the way you look at it, Jim, is – that's great that they announced release that, but you know, we're bound by what we see on the waiver wire. We can't act on any of that until we see it on the waiver wire, according to the league rules. So I know from the wire having just come out that there wasn't a lot of names on it. So while that's good that that's out there, it doesn't really do us. We can't act on it until tomorrow. So from a standpoint of waiting or not waiting, it really wasn't a consideration. I mean, I'm not trying to create an advantage by not doing it. We just felt like we weren't finished with the process and we wanted to release it all at one time.
So does that mean while you may be telling players today that they're going to be released, you turn in that list tomorrow to the league?
Yeah, we haven't turned any of the players that we have told that we're going to be released today, we haven't turned their names in. We won't do that until tomorrow.
You had said, I guess, last week that Charlie's your number two heading into the season, barring an injury situation. Are you still confident that he's going to be in a position to be your two? Has he had any setbacks?
He hasn't had any setbacks. No, I anticipate that Charlie will be able to practice this week and be prepared for that.
He didn't have any surgery, did he?
No.
Martin and Johnson going to be health-wise, going to be okay to be with you this week?
I hope so. We'll see. I think we'll know a little bit more as we get to next week. But I don't anticipate that anybody will be missing practice next week. But once again, you know, I can't speak until something that may happen between now and then. So, but I don't anticipate that.
And you're not necessarily confirming that those two names that was mentioned have made the cut either?
That
Martin and Johnson?
No. I'm confirm. I neither confirm nor deny. And don't think that I didn't know that was your attempt to do that. I knew you were trying to get at me another way, and I that purposely did not answer.